Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, VJ Edgecombe, he's the guy. Now, let's not lose sight of the fact that the guy is really Joel Embiid if he can still be the guy. And if he can't, they got a heck of a short-term problem. And then Edgecombe and Maxey and McCain is more of a long-term solution, which is, I think, the likelihood. It'll be interesting to see how the guards fit. You know, there's not too many teams where their three best players are guards. That could be the case as soon as this year. Then you think about that. That could be the case as soon as this year if Paul George and Embiid can't really answer the bell. Let's listen to Edgecombe after he was picked last night talking with NBA TV about Tyrese Maxey, who was involved in the pre-draft process. Here's Edgecombe after the pick.
Reports say that you had a nice dinner with Tyrese Maxey. What sticks out about that conversation?
Yeah, no, Maxey's a great person. He came in and actually watched me work out. He showed love at the end. We had a good conversation. He's a great guy, man. That's something I'm also looking forward to learning from. And, you know, that'd be my backcourt mate, man. So hopefully we could retire together.
Which cracked me up. Started talking about retirement.
Oh, wow.
So you know what I thought? I thought
youthful exuberance.
Well, that too. So, John, when he talked about the Maxey thing, before the, retirement comment, which is funny, you know, I hope I can learn from him.
I know exactly.
James, okay. I'll give you $10 if you know what I'm about to say.
Okay, so I went a complete, me it was like, learn from Maxey. Maxey's like a kid. He's barely been here.
Okay, that's not it. I'm going back to Ben Simmons. I've put a lot of it through the Ben Simmons prism.
Uh-huh.
When Simmons went to the Nets.
The Simmonsism.
When Ben Simmons went to the Nets and said, I can't wait till Kevin Durant is running alongside me.
I forgot about that.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Right. But at the time, there were those who were like, what? Yeah. So?
No, I wasn't. I was like, dude, get that nonsense out of here. Anyway, I'm excited about the Edgecombe thing. I mean, he seems like a great kid. The story is unbelievable. We'll play more of the audio of him and the mom. It's really some special stuff. And then obviously your reaction to it. Plus the Phils, who went down with a whimper again last night. Opportunity in the eighth. Couldn't drive a runner in or two. Lost the game. You know, by the way, Strom gives up another run. Yeah.
Bases loaded.
Well, back to the eighth. Yeah.
In the eighth.
But then Strom
loaded.
And then Strom in the ninth. I mean, so they lose 2-0. Shut out 2 games in a row. Let's go to the phones. Nick in Bucks County. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you today?
Frustrated, Nick.
Well, I'm excited about the Sixers. I'm excited to have something to feel good about with the Sixers.
About VJ. Yeah. Frustrated about.
I agree.
We haven't scored in 19 plus innings.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That gets hard to watch.
All right, go ahead, Nick. What do you got, man?
Yeah, it may be time for a new hitting coach, guys.
Well, or new hitters. But yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I'm excited for Edgecombe. But before I go there, I love stories where people overcome adversities, and Otto Kemp needs a shout out. That guy is undrafted. That is improbable and uncommon in baseball. We have no real examples of an American-born undrafted player making an impact for our team.
Is that true? Oh, our team here. Okay, I got you.
The only example of an undrafted player that has made an impact is Chooch. But he was an international player,
sure.
Signed professionally, internationally.
So, Nick, I remember a guy about 20 years ago. I don't know his name. James and Rhea Might. There was a pitcher that the Phillies signed after a tryout locally where they invited, like, hey, who locally wants to try out for the Phillies?
Almost like Vince Papale, like.
Sort of. Yeah. You guys, does that ring a bell?
I remember the story.
It was a relief pitcher.
I remember the story. I can't remember the name of the guy.
Right.
I just looked it up though, and there is actually a really famous Philly who was undrafted, like historically. Like Larry Boa was undrafted.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
How about that?
It was 1980. 1970 something. It doesn't say on this list, but
wow.
He grew up in Sacramento, never managed to make his high school team, got a chance at Sacramento City College, never got
managed
drafted,
to
got
make
a,
his high school
got
team?
Got a $2,000 bonus and a winter league spot.
That's great. Well, I do know, John, the backstory was he was the little engine that could. That's part of why people loved him. I mean, I didn't know that.
I didn't know the high school team thing.
I didn't either.
That's, wow.
That's pretty amazing.
Wow, and apparently the best player to never get drafted was Larry Walker, who was drafted in the NHL and thus didn't get drafted in Major League Baseball and ended up going to play baseball.
Yeah, Larry Walker was legit, man.
He was legit. Yeah. He was so good at one of those. It was like Sega... One of those Sega baseballs back in the day.
Like his numbers, like obviously the era, but you look up Larry Walker, it's wild.
Yeah. Well, Nick, I hear your point about you know, look, there's some guys to celebrate. And Edgecombe's one, Otto Kemp. I mean, the way guys get there sometimes is different and unique, which is pretty cool. I'm sorry, not Otto Kemp. Who'd you say? Did you say Kemp?
You said Otto Kemp. Otto Kemp is undrafted, yep.
Yeah, I called on Monday making a push for the Sixers to draft Edgecombe. So I'm really excited about that pick. He is explosive. He reminds me of Victor Oladipo. I know a lot of people have been comparing him to that, but I've been wanting that guy for years to play for us.
Is he really the best athlete in the draft, Nick?
He definitely is, man. And if you watch the Baylor versus BYU last year, you can find it on YouTube. He goes off in that game, shoots lots of threes.
Yeah.
Best defensive player in the draft. He's an amazing player, professional, and he will shift the culture because now we have three culture guys that will outnumber George and Embiid. They're going to be on the outside looking in if they don't get on board.
Yeah, the problem is their contracts won't be, but I hear your point. Nick, give me an answer. Who or what blew it?
Yeah, man. How about in 1962, Decca Records passed on the Beatles after their audition because they felt like guitar bands were on their way out.
Wow. That's a wild answer, too.
Decca Records.
That's a wild answer right there. Okay. Speaking of answers, we got an answer from Daryl Morey last night. Actually, a lot of answers, one of which involved asking the fans for some patience. Obviously, there's excitement on Edgecombe, but he's also telling you to remember he is a young guy still with a long way to go. Listen to something Morey said.
I will ask our fan base. Early returns can get magnified. I do think it's hard for, this is a man's league and, you know, he's strong and physical. So I think he'll adjust quicker than most draft picks, but they take a little time sometimes. And, we're very excited about him.
Fair point. Fair point.
He's 19.
Very, very, very fair
it's
point.
It's fair. It's just, you know.
I hate when he says it.
No, he's right. Okay. And I agree with him. It's just Daryl Morey asking us for anything just feels dirty. It's like, bro, we got a lot to ask you for, man.
Bob Myers to be the GM.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.